Herd basis. The herd basis is a special method of working out profits or losses which may be used by farmers who keep production livestock. If you use the herd basis, you will want to keep records. This is so that you can identify the figures to be used when applying the special rules. As a general rule, farm animals are dealt with as trading stock within the annual accounts. However, some animals are used purely to obtain products or in order to breed. In such cases, the herd can be regarded as being a capital asset of a farming business. Should a farmer wish for their livestock to be regarded as being capital assets, they can elect for the herd basis to apply. Some eligible herds include dairy herd, sucker beef herd, breeding flock, laying hens, sheep kept for fleece production, horses kept for breeding. However, there are some exclusions where the herd basis cannot be used, including working animals, horses kept for racing, flying flocks, kept for resale, immature animals, animals kept only for fattening and slaughter. It is important to note the stock within a qualifying herd does not necessarily have to be of the same breed. However, they must all be of the same species. Where a herd basis election is force. The treatment for the purpose of computing farming profits of the herd or herds covered by the election is governed by the special rules. Very briefly, they are: the initial cost of the herd is not an allowable deduction, nor is the cost of any subsequent increase in herd size. The net cost of replacing animals in the herd, but not any element of improvement, is an allowable deduction where the odd animal, or just a few animals, amounting to less than 20% of the herd, are sold from the herd and not replaced. The resulting profit or loss is taken into account in arriving at the farming profits where the whole herd, or a substantial part, 20% or more, of the herd, is sold and not replaced. The resulting profit or loss is not taken into account. It is important to remember the ongoing costs of herd maintenance is fully tax deductible, although the initial cost of the herd is not. The operation of the production herd under the herd basis is more complex, particularly around adding and removing animals from and replacing animals in the herd. Time limits for election. A claim for the herd basis election must be made in writing to HMRC within 2 years of the end of the accounting period for a company and by the 31st of January falling 2 years after the end of the tax year in which the herd is first kept. An additional year is allowed if the year in which the herd is first kept is also the year in which the farming activities first began. So, a new entrant into farming, for example. This election is irrevocable, so please do seek advice before making such an election. The herd basis election is not available if you have had flocks or herd for many years unless there is a partnership change. If the herd basis is not already in place, and you think your business could benefit from it, please take advice. Further information on herd basis can be found on the government webpage. But you can also call us direct at one of our three offices. As experts in agricultural accounting, we will be able to walk you through. So, please do check in with us. We are always happy to see how we can help. Telephone Midhurst, 01730 817 243. Telephone Chichester, 01243 782 423. Telephone Whiteley, 01489 287 782. About our agricultural accounting expert Lewis Pridgen, IAAP, MIAB, MART, at Lewis Pridgen, IAAP, MIAB, MART, at our agricultural accounting expert, joined the tax team back in 2013. As a full member of the Association of Taxation Technicians, he has extensive knowledge in various areas of tax and accountancy in addition to his specialism in agricultural accounting. If you'd like to speak to one of our experts about, please call 01243 782 423. Alternatively, please email us from our contact page. And we will be in touch. We also update our YouTube channel regularly with new content. See here.